Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Everlasting Father, we, your children, are here once again to say thank you to you for having kept us, having been with us, having provided for us. You have guided us, you have directed us, and shown us the way to go. We are grateful. We bless and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit this day broadcast into your hands. And we say, Lord, come and speak to us. The word that we need to hear, let us hear it this day. For your glory, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this special edition of Commanding Your Day. It's special because God wants to do something special in your life today. The Almighty God is going to grant you all-round victory in all areas of your life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The title of my message is, You Gave Me Victory. And indeed, the Almighty God will grant you victory, spiritually, physically, financially, maritally, in every facet of your life. You will experience the victory of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm taking my text this day from the book of Psalm 18, and I'm reading from verse 43 to 50. Psalm 18, reading from 43 to 50. It says, You deliver me from strife with the people. You made me the head of the nations. People whom I have not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation. The God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You delivered me from man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, amongst the nation, and I will sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. In the name of Jesus, is the Lord that gives us victory, is the one that fights our battles, is the one who has never lost a war, and that's the God we are talking about. And he has been giving people victory even before you are born. And he's still doing it right now. And he will do it forever. Because it's the same yesterday, it's the same today, it's the same forever. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord delivered us. Our victory is derived from him and is achieved through him. So there is nothing you and I can do without God. We need him to grant us that victory. And indeed, he will give it unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus. How does God give us victory? He can bring confusion into the camps of the enemy. They can become too confused. They begin to destroy themselves. Psalm 55 verse 9 says, Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I see violence and strife in the city. So the Almighty God can bring confusion into the camp of the enemy, and they will begin to fight against themselves. Wherever they are gathered against you, they will begin to destroy themselves because God is ready to grant you victory. Another thing that we need to know is that he is the one that judges and is going to raise us up above all our enemies. He's going to raise us up above all our enemies. The Bible makes us to understand in the book of Psalm 75, reading from verse 6 to 7, say, For no one on earth, from east or west, or even from the wilderness, you raise a defiant fist. It is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall. God decides who will rise and who will fall. And who will rise is those who are in his camp. May you continue to be in his camp in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing whatsoever will indeed separate you from the love of God. The Lord will continue to keep you, and by so doing, will continue to lift you up. He will lift you up above every situation, every circumstance of your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing God does for us is that he will make even our enemies to begin to serve us. Those who do not know us will serve us. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 60 verse 10, it says, foreigners will come to rebuild your towns, and their kings will serve you. For though I have destroyed you in my anger, I will now have mercy on you through my grace. The Lord will show you his grace. I will make those foreigners, those you do not even know, to begin to serve you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's your season to be lifted up, and you will be lifted up. The Lord will grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. His favor will indeed surround you in the name of Jesus. Another thing that we need to know is that your voice will matter. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, verse 37, is it Peter's word pierced their heart. And they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? So your voice will matter. People will come to you for counsel in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will decorate you with wisdom from above in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will know more than your peers. You will excel. The spirit of excellence will rest upon you. And thereby the Almighty God will continue to grant you victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will make your enemy to stumble. Those who plot against you, they will stumble, they will fall. Whatever pit that they have dug for you, they will fall into it. The book of Psalms, Psalm 27 verse 2 say, when evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, he said they will stumble and fall. They will indeed stumble and fall in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will cause them to stumble. He will cause them to fall in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because you are the anointed of God. You are the chosen of God. And God will not allow anything to come near you. He will build his wall of protection round about you and all that concerns you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It will make your enemies to begin to run out of their fortresses, out of their hiding places, wherever they have been hiding. The Lord will make them to come out of it. In that same Psalm 18 that we read, verse 45, it says, they all lose their courage and come trembling from their strongholds. So wherever they have been hiding, they will come out trembling. Why? Because the power of God is upon you. Because who is in you is greater than who is in the world. And for that reason, the Almighty God will grant you victory over your enemies in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will avenge for you, and we avenge for you. It tells us that in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, verse 19, say, dear friends, never revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scripture says, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. The Lord will pay them back in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Those who want to stab you from behind, the Lord will pay them back. Those who speak evil against you, the Lord will pay them back. In the name of Jesus, all enemies that are pretending as a friend, the Almighty God will expose them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This season, the Almighty God has decided to grant you victory, and indeed you will operate in that victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will make people to stumble under you in the name of our Lord Jesus. The book of Proverbs 16 verse 7 says, when people's life please the Lord, even their enemies will be at peace with them. Your enemies will be at peace with you. They will seek after your peace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, because they know that you are untouchable. And for that reason, they will come to you begging for peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. those who have been looking down at you, they begin to look up to you in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of our Lord Jesus, the Almighty God will deliver you from every form of violence. As we see in that Psalm 18, verse 48, is here and rescues me from my enemies. You hold me safe beyond the reach of my enemies. You save me from violent opponents. The Almighty God will save you. He will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will protect you. He will keep you away from evil in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 140 verse 1 says, O Lord, rescue me from evil people. Protect me from those who are violent. Indeed, He will protect you. He will keep you away from the evil ones in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will ensure that the weapons of the enemy fashioned against you, they do not prosper. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17, say, but in that coming day, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and you will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servant of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me, I the Lord outspoken. Say, this benefit is enjoyed by those who are servants of God. If you are serving God, then know that no weapon of the enemy fashioned against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, they are hereby condemned, totally condemned, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because the Almighty God is with you. He will continue to keep you. He will continue to protect you. He will continue to guide and direct you in the name of our Lord Jesus. He will grant you a standing testimony that by the reason of your testimony, those who do not know Him will come to know Him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 15 verse 9, He said, He also came so that the Gentiles might give victory to God for His mercies to them. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, for this I will praise you amongst the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name in the name of our Lord Jesus. We shall sing praises to His name because why? God has granted us victory. He will grant you victory and He will fill your mouth with songs. He says in Psalm 34 verse 1, say, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. Your mouth shall be filled with the praises of God because of that which the Lord has done for you. And so shall it be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Almighty God will keep you to the end. But brothers and sisters, you need to have a relationship with this God, because if you have that relationship with Him, you become His anointed. And for that reason, no one can touch you because you are the anointed of God. He will keep you away from evil. He will keep evil away from you. But you need to know Him. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And as you do so, the Almighty God will keep you. He will protect you. He will guide you. He will direct you. So why don't you accept Jesus this day? Do not postpone it, because He's the one who can grant you victory, and He will grant you that victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So just say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before You today with a broken and contrite heart, full of repentance. Please forgive me for all my sins today. I surrender my life to You. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and I confess it with my mouth. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, have mercy upon these ones, Jehovah God. They have confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Write their names in the book of life, and let them never go back to their vomit. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. For every one of you who have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will continue to be with you. He will continue to grant you all-round victory in all areas of your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.